Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here's a new way to lose weight. Go on a steady diet of fast food. Nothing else, just McDonald's. John Cisna and three of his students dined at McDonald's and only McDonald's for 90 days, 270 consecutive meals, and they lost weight. He did not eat just salads. He ate quarter pounders and ice cream, too. However, Mr. Cisna carefully calculated his calories every day. 2,000 per day was his limit. He also was careful to eat the right balance of protein, fat, and carbs, and exercise 45 minutes each day. Cisna, who was overweight in the beginning, lost 37 pounds. But even more impressive is that his bad cholesterol level dropped from 170 to 113. So what's the point of all this? What have we learned? Cisna had this to say, and I quote, "It's choice. We all have choices. It's our choices that make us fat, not McDonald's," end of quote. I'm not surprised at these results. The know-it-all critics can place the blame on fast food restaurants, but that's not really fair. Consider a big burger. You have meat. That's protein. You have cheese. That's dairy. You have bread. Of course, carbs. You might even have a tomato in there, vegetable. And for dessert, you might choose some ice cream. I don't think that's too bad. Makes me kind of hungry just to think about it. I realize that an individual's DNA can make a big difference. Some people find it much more difficult to manage their weight. Too many calories without exercise, and you will probably gain weight. Calories are not equal. We need to have a variety of foods to give us the correct balance. I know it's not as easy as it sounds. I believe that the reason we have a national obesity problem is simple. Food is very inexpensive, and it tastes good. If food was really expensive, only the rich would be fat. And in the end, it's not where you eat. It's what you eat and how much you eat. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.